You care about helping others learn and grow, and now you can make an even greater difference. The Ohio State University's fully online master's in applied behavior analysis prepares you to help learners with disabilities thrive. You'll develop the skills to use evidence-based interventions that enhance learning outcomes and foster independence, all in a flexible format designed for working professionals. With growing demand for board-certified behavior analysts, this online program helps you prepare for what's next without pausing your life. If you're ready to expand your impact, Ohio State is ready to support your next step. Visit go.osu.edu/behavioranalysis.
FM.com.
Nebraska's Apple Store is computer hardware, 46 years in business, just south of Lincoln, south of O Street on 70th and O.
Yes.
Also
just south, one block.
It is Hastings, Kearney, and GI. Go see Tripp and the team in Lincoln. He can fix all your watches, phones, computers. You can also buy new products at computer hardware.
Why not?
I tell you what,
we've all been there.
Yes, oh, we have. Bunch. It's the only place I go. I don't even consider anything else.
No.
Because of the service, the people.
That's kind of interesting you mention it that way. I mean, when I have any sort of phone issue, like charging issue, my first thought is...
Go see Trip.
70th and O.
Yes. Taco Inn, head over and see Trip.
Yep.
Smart. As you should.
That's a great... It's an easy trip, too.
Tell you one thing. And a couple times I've been in there, you know, I'll ask for Trip and he's busy, out, whatever.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. That team is remarkable.
Yes.
It's never like going, well, I'll come back. When they're like, well, I have no issue dealing with anyone in that building. That's how well Trip has them set up.
Yeah.
We'll have Trip in here soon for another tech time.
Trip.
Next week or so.
They emphasize customer service.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
What do you got?
Computer hardware. Okay. I saw this. Now, again, we hate all these way too early bowl game stuff. And I don't care about where teams are going. I just thought that
I don't hate
it was telling about how a national writer views Nebraska because Brett McMurphy of On Three.
Hut!
Put out his way too early bowl predictions with this playoff as well. I was searching for Nebraska, and I found Nebraska in the postseason. He has Nebraska playing Ole Miss in the Music City Bowl, which would be about an 8 or 9 win season, which, with this schedule, would be a hello.
Wow.
Now, I'm assuming that Brett looked at the schedule. It's an assumption versus just looking at the brand of Nebraska, but if he has and sees... And he sees 8 or 9 wins with this team. That's telling.
Well,
it'd be a feat.
It would be a hell of a feat.
I don't know. You have a chance to be 5-0.
Could be 5-0, and then it gets really tough.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not buying into the narrative of how do we win
six.
Not when you can start. I mean, the first three games you have 3 layups. Then you got to go to Michigan State, who's a brand new coach. Then who's after that? Maryland.
Maryland.
I mean, in the country, that's the easiest.
It's a great start.
It's the easiest 5-game start of anyone in the country. No one has a better and easier start in the Power Four. They have the easiest start.
It is, but I just don't rubber stamp 5-0. I won't do that.
No, I would agree with that, but you'd have to. Look at it.
It's a very good chance.
What side would you want? If you said through the first 5 games and you were Bob from North Dakota,
hold on,
and just say you're taking it to just to win, no points, no anything, who would you take in the first five?
Well, I think they'll be 5-0 or 4-1. I think it's more likely to be 4-1, and then you got a battle to get to 4
to make that bowl game. That's an 8 or 9 win game. You don't see a seven
hell of a battle to get to 5 more wins.
You don't see a 7-win team in the Music City Bowl very often. It's 8 or 9. With Indiana, Oregon, and Ohio State on your schedule, you've got some other games. Rutgers will be a winnable game. It's not easy. It's at Rutgers in November.
No, that seems optimistic.
And then Iowa, of course, is always tough.
Mm-hmm. It seems optimistic.
I thought it was a very, I don't think that many people locally are that optimistic as McMurphy.
You care about helping others learn and grow, and now you can make an even greater difference. The Ohio State University's fully online master's in applied behavior analysis prepares you to help learners with disabilities thrive. you'll develop the skills to use evidence-based interventions that enhance learning outcomes and foster independence, all in a flexible format designed for working professionals. With growing demand for board-certified behavior analysts, this online program helps you prepare for what's next without pausing your life. If you're ready to expand your impact, Ohio State is ready to support your next step. Visit go.osu.edu/behavioranalysis.
And the reason being is they come off a 7-6, which is good. It's a 7-6 is fine, but that's Akron, Houston Christian. I almost look at it as a sub-500 record. And then also the nature of the end leaves an impression on a lot of people. The nature of the Penn State loss, the Iowa loss, the Utah loss, that Bill, maybe it makes a bigger impression on me than it does on you. It made an impression on me. I don't just sign off on them beating Ohio. Ohio was a 9-win team. It's an opener. I think that could be, I'm going to pick Nebraska to win, but I don't know. I mean, it could be kind of a tough game. Going to Michigan State, toss up in my opinion. Toss up.
Remember, they fired their coach.
I know they did, but I think they got better there. I think they got better in the head coach's office. You can whip around a program pretty fast now, Sigs. I don't think Michigan State's going to be great, but I think it's a toss up game.
It'll be difficult to win, but I would sure like to look at it and say, okay, resources year four of a coach versus year one of a coach.
Well, I wish I could say it with more confidence. Yeah. I mean, you remember Maryland last year? It was all Nebraska could do to win that game. It went right down to the wire.
To the last minute of the game.
Yeah. And the last play.
And they did have a guy wide open.
They did.
Yeah, they didn't see him. It was right down the sideline.
Washington missed
him. See, that's why. You got to remember that stuff. I think we're trained in Nebraska because for many years we just took those wins for granted. But I don't anymore.
Would you care to guess? I'll give you a hint. McMurphy did his playoff as well.
Okay.
His number one overall seed, he has winning the championship. You want to guess who he has number one overall as we sit here February 18th for next year?
Would it be number one overall? One of the Buckeyes?
I would not have guessed this is my number one.
It's not Ohio State.
No. Buckeyes are number three.
Because you would have guessed Ohio State. Would it be Oregon?
No. It is Notre Dame.
Okay.
He has Notre Dame.
They're really good.
Number one. Number two, Georgia. Three, Ohio State. Four, Miami. And his first round playoff games he has as group of five, UTSA, the 12 seed, playing Texas, the 5 seed. Utah, with Morgan Scalley at head coach, making the playoffs year one as 9 seed versus 8 seed Oregon. 11 seed Oklahoma at 6, Texas Tech. And number 10, A&M at number 7, Kurt Cignetti and Indiana. Nothing in February 18th, but
it means a little bit.
Something.
Because the rosters now, at least. They're not going to change again
this
spring.
Yeah. That's true.
When you don't have there might be some version of a grad transfer that can still leave, but that'll be very minute. Right. It won't change everything.
No, this is the way too early's mean more to me now that there's not a spring portal. They were stupid.
And you'll actually have a chance to know the rosters at least. In the summer, we can discuss them. Because a lot of times in the summer, we still didn't really remember.
No.
It's like, well, we just changed. This guy was here, then he left. Then all of a sudden going, but damned. I didn't know he was at that team. Things hit you.
Oh, now McMurphy can go to a roster and assess it and say, this is who they got out of the portal. This is what they got coming back. And it's sort of meaningful. Back 2 years ago when it was going to change again dramatically in the spring, these things meant nothing.
But yes, Nebraska in the Music City Bowl, Nashville versus Ole Miss.
God, that'd be great.
I'd take it, right?
That'd be
Sign
great.
Sign me up, Brett.
That'd
take
be great.
It.
I'd love to go to Nashville.
The Spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.